Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, Ray Washburn's a fascinating guy. We all, love his food at, you know, all the M Crowd restaurants at Mi Cocina and Taco Diner and the Mercury. And we know that subject to Senate approval, he's going to be the new president and CEO of the Overseas Private Investment Corp. But, of course, he's also the president and managing director for Highland Park Village, and they're getting ready to make a major addition out there. Ray Washburn joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good. Thank you, David.
Thank you. I mean, I always thought of Highland Park Village as sort of landlocked there, but you're going up, and you're going to put a private club on top of Highland Park Village?
Yeah, David, what's interesting, when we purchased the village in 2009, it was kind of a, even though it's the oldest shopping center in the United States from 1931, we kind of looked at it as a blank canvas and went in and tried to reimagine what the Highland Park Village could be. So last few years, we've added an immense amount of landscaping, trees. We've re-tenanted many of the tenants in the village, remodeled the movie theater, spent, you know, the old Tom Thumb store, which had been there since 1935. It was only an 18,000-foot store. It moved out. We brought in Royal Blue, which was a fantastic new grocer. In today's market, you can either be, you know, a mega store or you got to be these small stores. So bringing Royal Blue in kind of re-energized that part of the center. And the last building we had to go in to do was what, as I was a child growing up, it's called the Park City's Bank and Trust Building, and it was built 1967 as a bank. And for those long-term Dallas residents, we'll remember underneath it had a drive-in bank. It was a classic suburban bank with about eight tellers sitting at their little booths giving dirty treats to people coming through.
Yep, and actually before that, I remember it as being a gasoline station. But you're putting the Park House, a private club, on top of it. And if you look out the window to your east, you're going to see there's another big private club over there that I guess you're competing with, Dallas Country Club.
That's right. And what we found in the village is we have a huge amount of national and international visitors that come to the village and come to Dallas over and over. And we get a lot of people from the surrounding cities, you know, Midland, Oklahoma City, Shreveport, and they come in. And they're not a member of a country club, and they would like to have a private club experience. And there are a lot of people that actually office out of their homes or office in other cities that needed kind of an office environment. So the thought was John Scott, who used to be CEO of Rosewood Hotels, and Brady Wood, who's well-known in Dallas and in the hospitality business, came to us to take the – we're actually not even adding square footage. We're just taking the third floor, which at one time was KVIL's studio. People don't realize KVIL, the VILs stands for Highland Park Village. That's where the VIL came from. But we have gutted out the entire third floor. In fact, the entire building's getting gutted except for the first floor. And we're taking a superstructure back to its shell. It'll be about an 18,000-foot club on top that will be a pretty spectacular club. The views from that building, because Highland Park is at such a high point, looking at downtown Dallas at night is just incredible. Views you get because it's all residential and two-story homes between there and downtown. It's just incredible.
But this is really an ambitious plan. I mean, when I first heard about this, I thought, well, Park City's Club, you know, a place to go have lunch or dinner or something like that. But you're talking about swimming pools and office space. This sounds massive.
Well, and you've seen in Dallas these new work environments have come in. Like WeWork is an example.
Like a shared work environment. We used to call them executive suites, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, the village used to have a Regis executive suite in there, but it was kind of old school, you know, just a line of offices. This is going to be more of a lounge area or something. So if you live down, let's say, in that area and your office is up north and you wanted to miss the traffic or you had a meeting down here, instead of if you go to our Starbucks in the afternoon at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's all people on laptops. You know, meeting, it's a great meeting ground for business. And so this third floor really meets a need that we have. It's kind of a work environment, but not a permanent work environment. And, you know, where someone, that's their permanent office. It's, and I think I think a lot of people are going to use it every day as their office, but, you know, they don't need the traditional office that we kind of grew up with.
So is this it? I mean, does this pretty well finish off your master plan for Highland Park Village? You've been going around and hitting every quadrant.
Yeah, for now, I think that will be it. It's a, you know, we're going to go through on the parking lot right now. We're in front of the new Cartier store. We're redoing that. You know, Bill Noble, who's been on the third floor of that building for about 35 years, we're moving him on the second floor, and he's going to have just a spectacular William Noble jeweler's store. And then Cartier's moved from North Park to the Village, so we're going to have Harry Winston, Cartier, William Noble. We feel like we'll have best of class for jewelers. So, and in today's retail environment, as you know, the basket's kind of been turned upside down on a lot of retailers, and so it's a constant, you know, jiggering of your tenant mix. Right now, fortunately, everyone's doing very well. May was a huge month in the Village, which we're very excited about. And so, but part of our vision of the Village was having multiple small tenants. For example, Tom Thumb went from one store, Tom Thumb, to seven tenants, from Bird Bakery to Dior to Valentino. So it's created a much more interesting shopping experience. And we have two new restaurants coming in this fall. Nick Bevedivis is doing, you know, whose Neighborhood Services right. is coming in with a restaurant called Perfect Union Pizza, and it's going to be right next to the movie theater. And then Jules, who's got Nona, Carbone, Spezza, he's going on the second floor with a more traditional Italian restaurant. Both will open this fall. So, you know, it's and then we open Honor Bar, which is a Hillstone concept late last year, and it's done spectacular. So it's a constant, you know, but then we have our old favorites like Cafe Pacific
right.
and Dino's and the Village Barbershop. So, you know, we're keeping it traditional, but also adapting today's retail environment.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. This latest twist, this Park House, is really going to be interesting to see. We look forward to chatting you again when the Senate confirms your new position as President and CEO of the Overseas Private Investment Corp, and officially you will have no time to sleep at all with all those balls in the air.
Well, Park House will open late next spring, so we've got a lot. If anybody drives down Preston Road and sees that building now, I mean, it's back to its shell. It's a pretty amazing process these contractors go through
yep.
On this work. But we're excited, and I appreciate you checking in with us.
Thanks. That's Ray Washburn. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.